from a west side girl to a south side girl to a north side girl to a east side girl. She's fierce, fierce, she's fierce, fierce, fierce.
You are now listening fierce to the Fierce Female Network.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, this is Fierce, and today we have a very special guest. We will be speaking with Miss Ellison. She is a credit repair expert. She's going to tell us all about credit repair. She has a lot of tips and tricks, and she's going to help you to understand why it is so very important to have your credit repaired. She's going to join us in one moment, so please stay tuned if you're listening to the Fierce Female Network. I want you to stay tuned so you can hear all this fabulous information to help you out with your credit. And I'm going to say hello to my guests, and then we're going to just dive right in. Hi, Miss Ellison. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. We're gonna dive right in. We're going to talk about your book. We're going to talk about your business, KB Dreams Academy, and we're going to talk about KB Dreams. I'm telling you, and you're going to enlighten and educate all of the listeners. And, you know, before we get into the show, Ms. Ellison, I want to thank all the listeners who do tune in and listen to the Fierce Female Network. I want to thank you, those who do listen throughout the United States, those that listen all the way over in Vietnam. Yes, we do. We have listeners in Vietnam. We have listeners in Europe. We have listeners in Asia. We are international. The Fierce Female Network is an international brand. And I am so humbled. I am so humbled to have so many various guests on the show. And I want to tell you guys, we have some celebrities that's coming up in January. We've been blessed, blessed, blessed. I'm so humbled to have so many different individuals all throughout the years that Fierce Female has been operating. I want you guys to know there's been so many that has graced this network. But right now, we're going to turn the spotlight on Miss Ellison. I want her to introduce her business, and we're going to have some questions, and you're going to educate us all about credit repair and why it's so important, especially in these times today where so much is going on in the universe. And Miss Ellison, tell us all about your business and how you came to get involved with credit repair.
Hi, my name is Takesha Ellison. I'm the owner of a finance company called KB Dreams that does credit repair. I started credit repair about 3 years ago, just practicing on myself and family members, and I've seen the progress it made. And then I started doing more people. I started advertising on social media. I had a post go viral about a year ago where I helped my sister purchase a home, and it started from there. People start inboxing me, saying, can you do mine? And then I started to, from there I started it as a business.
Wonderful. That is fantastic, and it is so very important to have great credit, Ms. Ellison. And I know that you wrote a book, the Do-It-Yourself Credit Repair book, that's titled
Yes.
Credit Dreams. You know, and it's so much about credit and financial information. It's so much. We could really talk about this episode. We could talk about it next week, and you can come back in January because there's so much information that's out there. And when it comes to credit repair, I want to ask you a question. And I want you to approach it the best way you can because there are so many scams. And I feel that it's relevant to the show because people are really frightened right now because there are so many scams going on and people using different individuals' information and using their credit. So now tell me, how would an individual bounce back from something like that?
From as fraud or protecting themselves from identity theft? Which one are you referring to?
Yes, ma'am. Identity theft and protecting themselves.
To protect yourself from identity theft, mm-hmm. you can have your profile locked. I have mine locked because I myself was a victim of identity theft. I had someone purchase a car in my name years ago. So they can call each credit bureau and get their information blocked to where anytime someone tries to apply for something in their name, they'll automatically be alerted. And it'll automatically be blocked on their end.
Okay. So what individuals need to do is just call all three credit bureaus and have their information blocked.
Yes. they can put a freeze on their information on their Social Security number.
Okay, okay. That is very good information to have. And individuals, you need to do that. If we need to protect ourselves and protect our identity because
yes.
people do different things, and you just never know. And so it's good to be safe on all fronts. We have to always be safe and protect ourselves, protect our finances, protect everything, you know, as far as we have to be diligent in protecting ourselves. And what other tips do you have? Let me ask you this. I'm really excited to have you on the show. So first of all, let me back up just a little bit. I do want to thank you for being on the show, and I'm very excited to have you here. Anytime I meet a serial entrepreneur, I get excited because I am a serial entrepreneur. And so I want you to share with the listening audience, what other businesses do you have?
Okay. I started with KB Dreams, my finance company. I started doing a credit card, doing a business. From the success of that business, you guys can check me out on all social media platforms and my website at kbdreams.com. I mean, kbdreams with a Z, LLC.com. That's my website. And on all social media platforms, it's just kbdreams with a Z. After the success of that business, people have reached out to me as far as not wanting to share their personal information and with all the scams and things going on. So that's one of the reasons why I created the do-it-yourself book for those who don't want to share their information but need their credit prepared.
Okay.
The book provides easy steps for them to do it themselves. It provides credit tips and strategies. It teaches them how to build their credit, and it teaches them just the importance of good credit.
Okay. You know, and that's true because I come across that a lot, and you hit on a very good point. With the do-it-yourself credit repair because people, you know, they're very skeptical and they don't want to share the information. Even when
mm-hmm.
they're speaking with someone, because it's hard for them to tell. Some people, it's hard for them to tell when they have someone, they're talking to someone that is truly ethical and someone that is authentic. And sometimes an individual, they can't tell and that's why they don't want to share and they have their guards up. Because they've been harmed or, you know, something has happened to them in the past and they can't tell the difference. And so they don't want to share the information
yeah.
because they can't tell the real from the fake McCoy. You know what I'm saying? And so,
yes.
And that's a really good point. So if someone called you, what would you say to them to help them to relax a little bit and let them know that you are authentic, you are a person of substance, you are a person of integrity, and you wouldn't do anything to break that trust?
What I do with anyone with those concerns, I don't even sign them up unless they have background knowledge of me or my business. I have them
okay.
to research me, research my business, check my reviews out, reach out to people who have closed on homes through my business because of my business. And then I'm also partnered with about 10 realtors. We have an incentive for people that come through me. Anyone that comes through my company, if they purchase a home with one of the 10 realtors I'm partnering with, whatever they paid my company, they get it back full refund the day of closing. I have them to research the realtors. They have to do their own background check before providing their personal information with anyone. So I recommend they do that and have a little knowledge of me and my company before enrolling because they have to feel secure with me and my company having the information. If they don't feel secure, then the process
mm-hmm.
it's going to be difficult on their end and mine.
Okay. You know, I love that. And that's really, really wise. It's wisdom. That's practical. It's from a business standpoint and from a personal standpoint, because if they don't know your background, you know, that's really great that you don't enroll them. And a lot of times when customers show up, the first thing people do is, well, I got to get this customer. I got to get them enrolled. I got them signed up. But
uh-huh.
you gave a very key point. Don't enroll them. Let them do a little groundwork. Let them do a little research to find out who you are so that they can get comfortable with you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then from the sense of my own business, KB Dreams, I'm launching a company in March called KB Dreams Academy where I'm teaching other entrepreneurs how to successfully legally set up their credit repair business. That class will be starting the first week of March. I'm going to advertise that on all social media platforms in January because there have been a lot of people who have reached out to me because I have purchased a receipt of financially how my business is doing. They have seen success stories of people closing from homes or people getting new cars at low interest rates. And there are people who want to legally do what I do and be financially stable like I am. So that that name of that company is called KB Dreams Academy, and that's something that even people who are doing credit repair now, they're not all not a lot of them are not legally set up. And I'm going to teach people the legal aspects of that in this class.
Okay. Now let me ask you, do you have any knowledge? Because I have spoke with someone that's in, because there's a lot of people that's doing credit repair, and I spoke with a gentleman that's in the business, and he was talking to me about trade lines and buying, I think that was the term that he used, buying trade lines to boost your credit score. I'm not, is that something that individuals do in credit repair? Is that something that you heard of? Is that a technique that...
I heard of that. I don't recommend my clients to do that. A lot of people reach out to me about that, and I let them know. Trade line is pretty much is becoming an authorized user on someone's account. I recommend if they know a close family or friend that can add them to help them boost their credit, then that's fine. But as far as purchasing trade lines, I'm against that because the myth of purchasing a trade line that boosts your score is not true. If you have collections on your credit report and you spend hundreds of dollars on a trade line, it's not guaranteed that your scores are going to go up.
Okay.
And then if you get added onto someone's account and they're having late payments or a high utilization, that's going to hurt your score more than anything. So I do not recommend the trade line method. I recommend them to build their credit on their own. And I use methods like self-lending, which is it's like an installment loan. It reports to your credit, and it's for people who don't have a lot of credit, and it helps them build credit and save at the same time. I advertise that a lot. That is on my website as well, which is kbdreamswithazllc.com under building credit.
And did you say it was called self-lending?
Yes. That's the method I have all my clients to do. I go over. I have my team to go over that during the consultation. If they're not able to help me help them for building credit while we're working on their credit, I don't allow them to sign up either.
Okay. All right. So I love that because you sound like a woman, a businesswoman, that is setting up her customers to make sure that they're going to be accessible and receive what they're looking for. And so that's a good thing because a lot of times we have different individuals, but they don't have a strategy. I like your strategy. I like your blueprint. I like your business, and I like the strategy that you're using with the individuals that's coming to your clients. And so that's really awesome. And I'm saying hats off to you, and I really plan to work with you, you know, and do different things and keep watching you on social media. And I think it's just fascinating what you have done with your business in a short period of time, because I heard you say 3 years, and that is phenomenal. And I do want to ask you about KB Quality Homes. Tell me a little bit about that particular business as well.
That business is I'm a real estate investor. I kind of put it on hold as of right now, and so I launched my academy. But KB Quality Homes is my company that I set up for myself as a real estate investor where I'm going to start renting out properties. That's something that I'm going to get more deep into after I launch my academy.
Okay. All right. Well, I want our listeners to know that we're going to take a little break. Ms. Ellison, I'm going to come back to you shortly. We're going to have a little bit of music, and then we're going to hear some more information, tips, and we're going to learn more about KB Dreams, and we're going to learn more about KB Dreams Academy that's coming in March of next year. So you guys that's listening, I want you to really stay tuned, stay tuning in, and I want you to learn more about this phenomenal businesswoman.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My flow is getting better and better every day. What they gonna say now? I'm about to take it to the next level. As a matter of fact,
I need a little bit of fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. fresh air. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot. Fresh air, fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot. Top dogs on the bottom, on the dogs on top. I got my Hennessy, my liquor, step my game on top. Smoke roll up and I pin strap top. Fresh out of studio with a brand new track. And I'm heading to the hood. You're my favorite spot. I got the ice on my neck. That's rock. My ice cream sneakers and my life too dark. My baby mama see me and she want me back. Wanna throw the pussy on a nigga, but I can't stop. I need
fresh, 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 fresh,
fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh air, fresh air. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot. Fresh air, fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot. Check my wrist, I'm a necklace, man. That's rack. Over half your trees on the tour bus lot. My nigga jigs rolling that shit up flat. Already in the club, going to the rock. And I just won't stop, and I just can't stop. The management call us, the phone on lock. Got chicks. Chicks in the back, crystal Hennessy, ready here to pop. And these girls wanna show a black brother what they got to need.
Fresh, 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 fresh,
fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh, fresh air. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot, man. I'm so hot.
They gotta be that money, man. Got me so hot. Gotta be my flow, man.
All right, that was Fresh Air with one of my artists, Jay Stone, Jay Stone, Jay Stone, Jay Stone. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Financial Facts with Miss Ellison and Fierce. And I want you guys to keep tuning in. Once again, that music was Fresh Air from our artist, Jay Stone. And I want you guys to know that Miss Ellison is on the same network with some great, and I'm telling you, Fierce Network. It's having some celebrities. We've had celebrities since day one. If you don't know the background of the Fierce Female Network, it was once WSF Radio. WSF Radio is when we began over 10 years ago, and we've always had celebrities, high-profile individuals to come on the show. We've had budding artists to come on the show, budding business individuals to come on the show, and guess what happens? They get forefronted and catapulted to a whole nother dimension, a whole nother level. Let me tell you what happens when you come on the Fierce Female Network. You go to a whole nother level, my friend. And if you're not ready, if you're not ready to enlarge yourself, if you're not ready to enlarge your territory, you have to go to a different network. When you come on the Fierce Female Network, be ready to be enlarged. I'm telling you, this is what has happened. Have you ever heard of Mikey Wax? When Mikey Wax started doing his interviews, he was on WSF Radio. If you don't know who Mikey Wax is, please Google him. Please Google Mikey Wax. Find out who that artist is. And yes, 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 he was on WSF Radio before we became the Fierce Female Network. And there was another individual, a supermodel, Marcus Patrick was on WSF Radio, another individual who was on, who has graced Channel 5, who has graced Channel 7, Channel 2, has been all over different networks. He is an actor, he's a supermodel, and he does a lot of different things. But I do want to let you know what is coming up next year in January. In this very episode, this young lady, this phenomenal businesswoman, Miss Ellison, is her interview is going to be playing at the same time with some other celebrities. Who, you may ask? I want you to know who. Miss Lien, L-E-I-N, who is an international fashion influencer. If you don't know who she is, let me spell her first name. S-I-M-O-N-E-T-T-A, last name, L-E-I-N. Once again, let me spell it. S-I-M-O-N-E-T-T-A. Last name, L-E-I-N. Why am I giving you this information? Because I want you to know who these individuals are that come on the Fierce Female Network. When you Google this young lady, you will find out she is an international fashion influencer. She's been on Forbes, World Today, USA Magazine. She's been on every cover. I can't even name all the covers of the magazines she's been on. She has Grace magazines all over the world. And I'm telling you, she is coming to the Fierce Female Network when? January 11th, 7 p.m. The same network where Miss Ellison's interview will be played with these phenomenal celebrities. Who else are you asking? Wendy Stewart Kaplan. Who is she? She's a film director who has been in the company of Katie Couric. I'm sure you know who this is. She's been interviewed by Katie Couric, C-O-U-R-I-C, who is a news anchor, and I know you know who this is. She will be with us January 11, 2021, 7:30 p.m. Who else do you want to know about? Canada's Celebrity Million Dollar Matchmaker. And this is not in writing only. This woman is a Canadian Celebrity Million Dollar Matchmaker. Who am I speaking of? Her last name is R-E-I-M-E-R. Reimer. Her name is Avia Reimer, R-E-I-M-E-R, Canadian Celebrity Million Dollar Matchmaker. She's going to be here January 18th. January the 18th. And I'm telling you, there are so many others that's coming. And guess what? Miss Ellison sits in the company of these individuals, of these celebrities, because her interview will be playing with these other interviews of celebrities. My. And let me say this. Let me slow down a little bit. We have a few moments left. We have about 10 minutes that's left in this episode. I don't get caught up in big names. I love everybody. I love all business owners. I love all entrepreneurs. I love all those who are just coming into the business. If you're an artist, if you're an entertainer, I love entertainment. I love it. And so if you're just coming into the business, guess what? I want you on Fierce Female Network as well. Look over me. I haven't been feeling well for the last couple of days, but I'm still here. I'm still here doing the show. And so I'm just pushing right through, but it's okay. Tomorrow's going to be a better day. Tomorrow will be a better day. But anyway, I want you to know, if you're just starting out in the business, entertainment, if you're just starting out as an artist, if you're an actress, you can still be on the network. So I don't get caught up in the name, but people come to me. So when you see celebrities on the network, when you see those who are actors, actresses, they do reach out to me. They do. And so those individuals that's coming in on January in the new year, they reached out to me. Those who are fashion influencers, they reached out to me. And so I didn't go looking for individuals. They came my way. And I tell you, it's a blessing, and it's a very humbling experience. It's such a blessing. It's such a blessing. I want to turn the tables back to Ms. Ellison and talk some more about credit repair and do-it-yourself. And so, Ms. Ellison, I want to turn the tables back to you and talk a little bit more about KB Dreams. And so you stated you were been in the business for about 3 years with the credit repair, correct?
Well, I started practicing on myself, family, and friends 3 years ago, but I actually launched my business as far as legally doing everybody else credit repair within the state of Florida last year, May 17, 2019. Since then, my business has been very successful, and I have helped people close on homes, and their reviews are all over my social media platforms. KB Dreams is a company that teach credit building and does credit repair.
Okay.
A little bit more of KB Dreams. As far as the credit building, I teach little simple techniques that people are not aware of. One method I recommend everyone that has a credit card or a secure card is this method that I created, and I learned that works. It's called the split payment method. How that method works is for your monthly payment on those cards, your credit card or secure card, if your monthly payment is $30, divide that up into two payments. Make one $15 payment one day, the next $15 payment the next day. Make both payments on two different days, but before the due date. That reads into the system that you're making double payments, and that alone itself helps boost your score. That's the method that I provide to all my clients. And then they have a Facebook support group, and I call this method the split payment method. So anyone that has a credit card or a secure card, this is a method that I have all my clients do.
Delicious. Now, that is financially delicious and juicy.
And that information is also in my book, Credit
Dreams. Wow. I love it. I love it. Now, Ms. Ellison, do you write articles? I know you have your book that you've written, but do you write financial articles for other online magazines? Have you ventured into those waters?
I'm getting into that now since I have a lot of people reaching out to me about needing it done but not trusting anyone with their information. So I'm doing a lot of do-it-yourself things for next year upcoming.
Yes, and that is the next mortar. The reason I brought it up because that is the next depth that you're going to get into, writing financial articles for different magazines, online magazines, as well as in print, and your business is going to boom and even enlarge even greater, more than your wildest dreams, more than you have ever imagined. I see that you're going to be doing things for different different networks and writing, putting in print. Because when you do something in print, Miss Ellison, you are adding more to your, oh, glory be to God. You know, and Miss Ellison, let me say this as well. I am a woman of God. Hallelujah. I'm a woman of God. So when he comes in, when the Spirit comes in, I just go right with it. You know, I just move right into it. And so what I want to say, I hope that's okay with you. So I'm just kind of letting you know a little bit about my background. And so what I'm saying is when you do more in print in black and white, when you're writing more financial articles, it is your legs. You have your do-it-yourself credit repair book, and then when you start writing articles, you are creating legs. Oh, glory. You're creating legs for yourself. I get so excited. You're creating legs for yourself. And what it is doing is extending your bottom line. It is giving growth to you financially. It's taking you to a whole nother level financially. And what happens, the mouth goes chattering. And see, people gossip good ways and people gossip in bad ways. But when you write articles, that's your good gossip. That's your media. That is your media. So when you do that, that is your media. I'm all about media and PR as well. I tell you, I love it. And so I want you to do that. When someone reaches out to you, if you even did one article a month, it's going to take you to a whole new plateau, take you to a whole new realm, because it's going to start a boom like you never imagined will happen. Google gets a hold of it, and when Google gets a hold of something, you know it's just going. It's like a snowball effect, and it's going to keep on going. And that's what's happening.
I receive that.
Yes. Yes. And so that is something that I just wanted to share with you. And something that you might want to think about the next step, next venture in your business in the future, in 2021.
Yeah. That's something I'm definitely going to look into.
Okay. And so with the writing the articles, there'll be something that people reach out to you. And so they'll be coming to you for different articles asking you if this is something that you provide, coming into your inbox and coming into your email. And so I do want to ask you more about the KB Dreams Academy. And so I heard you say that you are launching an academy. And so individuals, now when you started and they're signing up into the academy, is it an online academy? Are you sending out pamphlets? How are you?
It's going to be an online academy, a four-week course where they're able to log in, complete a course. And then I go live on social media to do a question and answer section once a week to go over any lessons. In this course, I'm going to provide knowledge on how to legally set up a credit repair business, how to repair credit, what are credit tips and strategies. I'm going to also teach them how to start a tax business, how to become a licensed notary public. I'm going to provide all the businesses that I do. In this one class, and this class is going to be a one-time fee of $6.97, and I'm launching this class in March. And for more information, they can follow my social media platforms, which is KB Dreams with a Z.
Now, are you currently a notary? I heard you mention a notary and the tax.
Yes.
And so when you started the academy, now how did you – now this is really interesting. So you have the credit repair, and then you have the tax business, and then you have the notary, and then you have the quality
home. Yeah, so KB Dreams is a finance company. I do all the finance work under that. I do the notary, the tax service, and the credit repair. From me marketing my business, other entrepreneurs have reached out to me about teaching them these things. So that's why I decided to launch the KB Dreams Academy, to teach them the things that they see me doing.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, this has really been exciting. This has really been informative, informational, and it has really been an educational experience for me as well. I've learned a lot of tips. We are just about out of time, but I want you to, if you will, if you have the time to, You mentioned a method that you have created, the split method. I want you to go over that just one more time. If someone just tuning in, I want them to also hear that once again, because that was really interesting and that was very juicy. If you can share that once again.
Okay. The split payment method is a method that helps boost your scores. It's for any and everyone who has a credit card or a secure card. That minimal payment you're paying, divide that into two or more payments. For example, if your minimum payment is $30, pay $15 one day and another $15 the next day, two different days, both before the due date, and watch the difference in your credit score.
Okay.
That is called the split payment method.
Split payment method. Okay. All right. Well, guys, you heard it right here on the Fearless Female Network. And I want you guys to reach out to this young lady, Miss Ellison. You're in good hands. Believe me, you are in good hands. I want you to reach out to her for all your needs as far as credit repair. I want you to contact her, and I want you to start a conversation. It begins with a conversation. It begins possibly with a question, reaching out to her, and that begins the conversation. It helps you to get to know her even more with a comfort level. It helps her to get to know you, so I want you to do that. And Ms. Ellison, share your website again or any contact information that you want to give to the listening audience. Let's go right ahead.
My website is kbdreamswithaZLLC.com. My call center phone number is 1-800-709-7306. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And I want to thank Ms. Ellison for coming on the Fierce Female Network on today. It has been a phenomenal time. It has been a blast. I really enjoyed speaking with her. She is a woman of great knowledge when it comes to credit repair. She is a woman of great knowledge when it comes to business building. As you can see, she said she's a serial entrepreneur, and she's just that. And so she's a successful woman. And so I really appreciate the time that she shared with me on the show today. And we are out of time, so I do want to thank you for stopping by the Fierce Female Network. It has been fabulous and a treat. It has really been a financial treat. Thank you.
You're welcome. You enjoy your rest of your night.
Thank you. All right. And so we are out of time, guys. And as you heard it here at the Fierce Female Network, she is going to be on, and that interview will be playing throughout all, we are syndicated. Just if you didn't know, we are a syndicated broadcasting network. We are heard everywhere. Internationally, we're heard in all 50 states. We're heard in Asia. We're heard in China. We're heard in Vietnam, Europe. And so we're heard on various platforms. We're being carried by iHeartRadio. And so we've been heard, my God, everywhere. And so we are out of time, and I want you guys to do me a favor, and I always skip over this. I want you to go to Facebook, facebook.com, and give my page a like, if you will. If you have the time, please do just put in the search box, Fierce Female. You can find the page really, really quickly. Fierce Female, just give the page a like. I would really, really, really greatly appreciate it. And you can find me on Instagram as well as Twitter. All right, this has been Fierce. We will be back on next week with another fabulous, 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 fabulous episode. This has been the network. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Fierce Female Network on iHeartRadio. Our call-in number is 215-383-3722. Your